There's a fascinating machlekes hapeskim regarding the question of whether or not the iser of tsar balachayim applies even to human beings, or whether it only applies to animals. We know that there's certainly an iser of tsar balachayim when one inflicts pain on an animal, when one causes suffering to an animal. There's a machlekes in the Gemara whether this is midaraisa or only midarabonon, but it certainly applies when it comes to pain that an animal is suffering. And the question is, does this iser apply as well to a human being? Does this iser apply even when a human being is suffering? Is there an iser, is there a concept of tsar balachayim when it comes to human beings? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, brings a shaila, a machlekes, whether the concept of tsar balachayim is midarais or only midarabonon. And the Gemara wants to derive that the iser and the idea of tsar balachayim is midarais from the mitzvah of priko uti'ino. What's the mitzvah of priko uti'ino? If you have an animal that's laden, it has a tremendous load. It's suffering from the load, it's too heavy for it. So there's a mitzvah to assist the owner of the animal, to assist the animal, and remove the load to help the animal with its struggle. And as well, in the reverse case, to help load the animal if it's in need of a load. And by virtue of the fact that there's a mitzvah to help unload an animal that is struggling because it is too heavy for it, we find, says the Gemara, that this is a d'oraisa type of tzar balachayim. The din d'oraisa is to help unload the animal, and this seems to indicate that tzar balachayim is din d'oraisa. And the question therefore becomes, is this only when it comes to the tzar of an animal, or even when it comes to the tzar of a human being? So the chinuch, when bringing down this mitzvah, tells us that not only does this apply when you see an animal suffering from a heavy load, but says the chinuch, hu hadin, if you see a person struggling from a heavy load, the mitzvah applies as well to a person, indicating that the shita of the chinuch is that the mitzvah of priko te'ino can be extended to a human being as well who is suffering, and therefore the concept of tsar balachayim applies not only to animals, according to the chinuch, it applies to human beings as well. That is the shita of the chinuch. And the truth is that the chinuch says this in several places. The chinuch as well says, regarding the iser to plow together with a shor v'chamor. Shor v'chamor yachtov, you shouldn't plow together with a shor and a chamor, an ox and a donkey, when it's together. And the chinuch explains that the idea behind this mitzvah is that it's a tsar for the shor to work with a different category of animal, a different type of animal, the donkey. So you shouldn't have two different types of animals working together because it's painful for them. And the chinuch extends this to the idea of having two human beings work together when they are very different and they don't see eye to eye. And the chinuch says that so too when you appoint two fellows to work together, to lead a project, to lead some type of moised, you shouldn't have two people who don't see eye to eye, two different types of people who can't work together, because it's a tsar for them. Again, the concept of tsar balachayim applying to human beings. Rabbeinu Gershom understands as well that there's an iser of tsar balachayim when it comes to human beings, and says the Rabbeinu Gershom, this is behind the iser of inoy hadin. If we paskin that a certain person is chayv misa, we have a gemar din and bezdin that this person has to undergo misas bezdin. So says the Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara tells us that there's an iser of inoy hadin. You're not allowed to delay the execution because it's going to bring him prolonged pain. By delaying his execution, you're going to give him more pain. And there's an iser to give him this pain. Why, says Rabbeinu Gershom, based on the idea of tsar balachayim? So the Rabbeinu Gershom also is assuming that the concept of tsar balachayim applies to a human being. And this is the shita of the chinuch and Rabbeinu Gershom. However, the Radvaz and the Chafetz Yoyer and others say the iser of tsar balachayim only applies to animals. It does not apply to human beings. And there are two svaros that they present to explain this distinction between animals and human beings, why the Isser of Tzar Bal Chaim perhaps should only apply to animals. And the Radvaz says that the reason why there's no mitzvah deraisa to help a human being unload if he has a heavy load on him, says the Radvaz, the reason is because a human being can help himself. A human being can help himself, and the mitzvah only pertains to a entity that is defenseless. It only applies to an animal that simply can't help himself. He's defenseless. He needs the assistance of someone else. Over there, the Torah gets into the defense of the animal and instructs a person who witnesses this animal struggling to go and assist the animal. However, if you have a human being struggling, he has the mental fortitude to help himself. He has the mental capacity to help himself. Therefore, there's no chiv to help unload a human being that is struggling. Azoy Zokter Advanz. The Chavos Yor adds a different svar. The Chavos Yor adds that the svara why we should distinguish between an animal and a human being is because when it comes to a human being, he is able to have the psychological analysis of the tsar and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam puts him in a situation that is ultimately good for him. He's able to deal with the pain in a mature way, and therefore there's no iser of tsar bal chaim when it comes to a human being. He's able to deal with his pain in a more mature manner and thereby somewhat mitigate the suffering and the pain that he is undergoing. When it comes to an animal, however, all he feels is the pain. He doesn't have the tools to deal with the pain. Therefore, when it comes to an animal, we have the iser, the concept of tsar bal chaim. Some want to say a very practical nafkamina between the Radvaz and the Chavos Yor. And this I once heard from a friend, I heard from other Heintekers that want to suggest, based on the different reasons presented for the Shita that doesn't hold that the Isser applies to human beings, what would be in a case where you block a person in, he's parked his car on the side of the street, and you block him in, and now he is unable to exit the premises. Now he's not unable to leave the premises. Is there an Isser of Tzar Bal Chaim in this case? L'chayr, this should be told in the machlekes between the Radvaz and the Chavos Yor. According to the Radvaz, dafka, when it comes to the case of priko te'ino, when a person is suffering from a heavy load, he's defenseless. So over there we say that when an animal is undergoing this situation, so he's really defenseless, and therefore we have a mitzvah to help him, and we can't apply it to a human being, because a human being does in fact have the ability to help himself, and therefore there is no mitzvah to help him unload. When it comes to other situations where he is defenseless, you block him in, the Radvaz L'chayr would be masking that there could be a concept of Tzar Bal Chaim even when it comes to human beings. However, according to the Chavos Yor, even in this case, there would not be a case of an Isser of Tzar Bal Chaim when it comes to human beings, because l'maisa, the person has the mental maturity to deal with this pain, to alleviate the pain by understanding that the pain comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, etc., and therefore it's less painful for the human being than it is for the animal, and therefore it would apply this distinction even in a case where we're not talking about a person who is defenseless, even if he is in a situation where he can't help himself. You blocked him in, nevertheless, you still have this svar that dafka by an animal, is he suffering a very bitter pain and a very raw pain because he has no philosophical way of dealing with his pain.